We already did the Gemara test on the Aleph, the last line going over to test on the base, that Rosh Lakish had a sopik, whether Shtar Erison, Aisha is Miskadesh, it's like they Shtar, but the Ksiva Shtar Erison requires Ksiva Lishma, and the Gemara says, Bosa the Bayah, the Pashta, he was patient that you do need Ksiva Lishma. Fine. Then the Gemara had a Machlekes Amaraim, do you have to consult the Isha in advance? What about Ksiva Lishma, Shalom Idaita? The husband authorized the sofer to write the shtar kiddushin lishma. They didn't consult the wife, and the sofer had in mind that this is for the purpose of kiddushin between this chosan and this kala. He had her in mind, but she didn't. She wasn't consulted in advance. Is that good or not? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's no good. So Rav Chaim in his sefer explains, according to the Rambam, sefer on Perek Dalet in Hilchos Ishus. It explains, according to the Rambam, that in order for a get to be considered lishma, in order for the shtar kedushin to be considered ksiva lishma, you need tzivei habal. Tzivei habal means the one whose das hamischayv is needed. Every shtar needs a das hamischayv. Not only do they need a das hamischayv for a shtar raya, we discussed the Tosfos on Amud Aleph, Dimar Maschal Kosval on Yor Val Acheres. So you need a das hamischayv for a shtar raya. If the Edom write a shtar raya without dasa mischayv, so it's no good. It's mipiyim v'lom piksavim. That's not acceptable. So that you need dasa mischayv for a shtar kinyan. Also, you need dasa mischayv. Has to be. Does it have to be? It doesn't have to be written lishma. So what do you mean? You need a dasa mischayv. You need dasa mischayv when you give it over. The dasa mischayv has to give over the shtar to the according to the Tana Rav Meir, who holds that Eidich HaSimakar sees Rav Meir's opinion that every shtar kinyan works by my giving a shtar right to the other party that the house belongs to you, that causes that the house now belongs to you. When I give a shtar right to the kala that we are married, this accomplishes that we just became married. I give a shtar right to my wife that we just got divorced, this serves to create the divorce. That creates the kinyan. So according to Rav Meir, every shtar kinyan has to start off as a shtar right. And a shtar raya is mipiyim v'lo mipiksovim, unless it's written midas ha-mischayv. So according to Rav Meir, you don't need ksiva l'shma. By shar shtari mamon, you don't need ksiva l'shma, but you need das ha-mischayv, otherwise it's mipiyim v'lo mipiksovim. So it won't be any good. But even, we don't pass like Rav Meir, we pass like Rav Loza, Edom Asira Karasi. So in order to serve as a shtar raya, by shtari mamon, let's say, in order to serve as the shtar kinyan, there's no need that it should first serve as the shtar raya. So you don't even need Eidi chasima. So you don't need das hamischayv for the ksivas ashtar. Nochri can write the shtar just kemesasik bialmo. Let's say you can have somebody print up shtaris, texts of shtaris, and fill out all the possibilities, Ruben is like the shim, and so on. You don't need the ksiva lishma by shtari mamon. There's one opinion in the Mishnah Gittin that l'chatchila, that just like a get needs ksiva lishma the ikuva, so all shtari mamon needs ksiva lishma midirabon. And you can't use a printed text of the shtar. But we don't pass like that Tana Rav Yehuda. We don't accept that opinion. We pass on that shtari mamon do not have to be written lishma. So you don't need das hamischayev. According to Rav Lozer, who holds Eidi Mesira Karsi, so in order to be able to serve as a shtar kinyan, there's no need that it should first be able to serve as a shtar raya and thereby accomplish the kinyan. So you don't need das hamischayv for the ksiva sashtar. You don't need lishma, but you need das hamischayv when you give over for the kinyan. The kinyan is the mesira sashtar. So for that you need the das hamischayv. Who is the das hamischayv? But that was the Gemara in Tesa Med Aleph, that by when you're selling karaka, the Gemara said, Holodomi hashtar lishtari mecher. Shtar kiddushin is not the same as shtar mecher, because by shtar kiddushin, the Baal writes the shtar. Really, you should have required that the Isha should write the shtar and give it to the chosan. But she's giving her hand over in marriage to the husband. She's giving herself away to him. She's the das hamischayv. She's the das makne. And normally, when a person has karka and he sells it to somebody else, he gives it b'matana. So the das hamischayv is the one who writes the shtar and gives it to the other one. So you should have required that the Isha should write the shtar kiddushin, and she should give the shtar to the Baal. So the Gemara says, no, either it's based on the psukim, it's based on Hilchos HaGemiri, Hilchos HaNinu, HaSmechin HaRabbanon HaKrei, whatever it is, but what's the bottom line, what's the answer? That by kiddushin, the das hamischayv is the Baal. The chosan is the das hamischayv, not the Isha. So you cannot. So when the Gemara has the Shaila, where they need Ksav L'shma V'shalom Hidaita, the get was written L'shma. To write a get L'shma, you need Tzivei Habal. The Tzivei Habal has to be from the one whose Das creates the Chalois. One whose Das creates the Chalois is the Chosin, not the Kala. You can't have that both the Chosin and the Kala have to give Das HaMeschayev. They both have to give Das Makna. No. The Das of the Chosin is the Das Makna. He's the one who makes the... If you hold like Reb Meir, that Edi Chassim Karsa, he's the one who makes the Das HaMeschayev. That's Das HaChosin is considered Das HaMeschayev. And if you hold like Reb Lazar, that Shtori Kinyu do not have to first serve as a Shtai Raya and thereby accomplish the Kinyan, bring about the effect that the Kinyan takes place. So then the Das HaChosin is the Das is needed when he gives over the Shtar Kiddushin to the Isha. So you don't need Das or Isha for the Hechsher of the Shtar, that it should be considered Lushma. Then really the one Badama is right. The one that says Ksav Lushma V'Shalami Daisha is Mekudeshes. Gemara has a Machlekes. Rabbi Rabina said is Mekudeshes, Rabbi Papa Rabbi Shabbos said any Mekudeshes. So I said last week, the Pashta, I would have said like Rav and Ravina, you don't have to consult her. She's not the Das HaMeschayev over here. That's the Gzeres HaKosav Kiyikach, that the Chosin is the Das HaMeschayev. And you can't require Das HaIsha for creating Lushma. She's just the Ran HaNedorim, the Aflam and the Menalev has that line that the Avner Meloin quotes every 50 pages to answer all the world's kashas. For him, it's all the kashas, but the same Ran HaNedorim. That the Das HaIsha by Kiddushin, she's Makeres HaSatzma, then the husband, the Chosin, does the whole Kiddushin. Means the Das HaBal is the Das Makna. The Das HaBal does the whole Kiddushin. The Isha doesn't make the Kiddushin. So the Pashta says that it should really be Ksav L'shma V'shalom Hidaita. It should be good. But we Paskin not so. It's no. It's a Shaila how we Paskin. Shaila Rishonim how we Paskin. We Paskin. It's no good. So the reason why we Paskin is no good, I explained last week, but I have to explain it a little better. What does it mean that you need Ksiva L'shma by a get or by Shtar Kiddushin, by Shtar Sheikh Rebbe Kanayin, the three stories that need Ksiva L'shma? It's like you're baking matzah L'shma, or what else do you do? You write a Sefer Torah L'shma. It's a Heksha and a Heftze. So Rav Soloveitchik explain. Rav Chaim in his Sefer does not explain it. Rav Soloveitchik explain. What it means is like this. Unlike all Shtari Momot, which don't need Das Ksiva L'shma, so the Ksivas HaShtar is the Heksha HaHeftze. You created the Heftze with which you're going to make the Kinyan. And Mesiris HaShtar constitutes the Kinyan. But when you need Ksiva L'shma, namely by the Getishan, by the Shtar Sheikh HaRiknayin, by the Shtar Kiddushin, Ksiva L'shma means that it's a composite Kinyan that consists of the Ksiva with the Nesina. The Ksiva is the Tchilas HaGerishin, the Tchilas HaKinyan. That's why there was an opinion, the opinion of Bishamai, that if the husband writes a get to give to his wife, even though he never gives her the get, if he wrote a get to Shmat, it's already Tchilas HaGerishin. So he's not allowed to, if he's a Kohen, it's a Reach HaGet, because the Gerishin, the Kinyan HaGerishin already began, because Ksivas HaGet is already Tchilas HaGerishin. So since she's already begun to become a Grusha, so there's a Chumra that a Grusha Asur L'Kohen. We don't Paskin like Bishama, we Paskin like Bishilo. True, Ksivas HaGet is Tchilas HaGerishin. That's only Ksivas HaGet, Shebohu Megaresh. If he writes a get and he rips it up and he never gives it to her, that's not called Ksivas HaGet. And then Beis Hillel say in the Mishnah, even if he wrote a get and he gave the get ala tonight that it snows tomorrow, and it doesn't snow, and the whole thing is cancelled, so nothing was chal, it's also not called Ksivas HaGet. That's not called, that it wasn't the get Shigirish bo. If you give a get ala tonight, the tie is bottle, so it comes out that he never did any sinus get, never led to Gerishin. If he wrote a get and it leads to Gerishin, then I say, Lord Milsa Mafre, the Gerishin began a month ago, a year ago, when he wrote the get. But if he writes the get and it doesn't lead to Gerishin, then you don't say, Ksivas HaGet, the Tchilas HaGerishin. Moshe, the Gemara has one Tana is of the opinion, Reb Shimon and the Mishnah is of the opinion in Gitna, Daf Yud Zayin, that once the Baal writes the get, even though he doesn't give the get till a month or two later, he already loses Peres Nechsem Elul. Why Kima Shinasan Daita Legarsha, Shuvena Baal Echel Peres? Why is that? Because the Baal loses, what do you mean, Nosan Ein of Legarsha? He's thinking of divorcing his wife because he was thinking of divorcing and he threatens he's going to divorce her. Keeps on threatening he's going to go to Beznan, he's going to. And they set a date for the Bezdin. They set a date, but the Bezdin, unfortunately, is so busy. So many people getting divorced, so he had to wait 3 months. So then they go, Nosanenu Legarsha, 3 months ago, and they set the date, and then they go to the Bezin. Bezin writes the get, and he gives the get. So you're going to say it's the Tchilas HaGerish, and it's from 3 months ago, because that's when he called the Bezin, and he set the date. That's not called Nosanenu Legarsha. Nosanenu Legarsha means he wrote the get. And later on, he delivers that get to the Isha. So I say, according to Reb Shimon, we don't pass like that. But Reb Shimon's opinion is that since later on, he wrote a get today, 3 months later, he gives a get, and says, Lo Yimilsal HaMafreya, the Gerishin began 3 months ago, wasn't completed till today. So the beginning, from the beginning of the Gerishin, the Baal already loses Peres Nichs. We don't pass like that. But in the Gemara, there's a further machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel. Then is a woman is not allowed to remarry until 92 days go by in order to know whether she's pregnant from the first husband or not. She may marry, the husband gives her a get, and she meets someone a month later, she gets married right away, she has a baby. A couple, let's say, 7-8 months later, and sometimes you can't tell, is this a baby from the first husband, from the second husband? So today you have DNA, you can tell, you have blood type, you can tell. Years ago, a lot of times you can't tell. Sometimes you can tell, it's the spitting image of the first husband or the second husband. You can tell everything, you can tell, but sometimes you can't tell. So they want, so they made a takonim of the Rabban. It's not a din menator. The Gemara makes it based on a pasuk, but in Shulchan Aruch they quote the Pischei Tshuva and Ebenezer quotes from the Pnei Yeshua, rarely quoted La Halacha. Pischei Tshuva quotes the Pnei Yeshua that it's only an asmachtim of the Rabban. It's not a real din deraisa. If you need havchana, you have to wait 3 months for havchana in order to know l'havchim zera habala rishon zera habala shen, who's the father of the baby. So the Gemara has a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, the 3 months of Avchana, the 92 days that you have to count, does that begin from the day of Ksivas HaGet or the day of Nesinas HaGet? Why should anybody think that it begins from the day of Ksivas HaGet? Because Ksivas HaGet is the Tchilas HaGerishin. That's why the Gemara has that machlekes on Daf Yutches, I think, after they discuss Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Rabbi Shimon's of the opinion that the Baal loses Peris Mishas Ksivas HaGet, because that's already Tchilas HaGerishin. So that we don't accept La Locha. But when do you start counting Shlosha Chodshi Havchana? So that's a machlokes, and there are two girsas in the Maskanos HaGemara. How you paskin? When do you count Havchana? So some Rishonim have the girsa in the Gemara that you start counting Havchana from the day of Ksivis again.
But you can still theoretically live with her. So why
did he
live with her?
He's not supposed to be living with her. That's called a get yoshin. If he writes the get, if the Ksivis HaGet, he's not allowed to live with his wife. And Lechatchila, if he did, so Lechatchila, he shouldn't give that get. He should write a different get. But B'dieved, if he did give that get, B'dieved, it would be good. So since Lechatchila, you're not allowed to. The reason why you're not allowed to is because that's already Tchilas HaGerishin. So it doesn't, the Ishas, Muteris Labaila, if there's a full Ishas. But if there's already the Haschola of the Gerishin, so the Ishas is already a little bit broken. So that's why it's awesome to Rabbanu to live with them.
Does this fit with the Yam Shel Shlomo that Rebbe quoted last year?
That's the taina. That was the machloikas. The shaila was a couple didn't have shalom bais and they were separated for a while before they got divorced, and then somebody dies. Is there a requirement for avelus or not? So there's only avelus if she's ishta nesua. If she's ishta arusa, she's an arusa, there's no aninus and there's no avelus. Yeah. So the shaila is, you have nisuin. It was nisuin, but they're not happily married. They're omdim lehis garesh. So the Yam Shel Shlomo, and there, and this sugya, that's where the Yam Shel Shlomo is, on this sugya. So he says that even though we don't pass like that tane, that the Baal loses Paris right away, but you see that the Gerishin begins, the premise of the whole Gemara is that all the Tanaim agree. The Gerishin begins with the Ksivis HaGet. The only machlek is B'shaim and Misil. What if he wrote a get and then he didn't divorce it with that get? He rips it up. Or he gives a get ala Tanai, and the Tanai is Nizbatil. So Bishama is a Ksiva of any get is Tchilus HaGerishin. And we don't pass like that. We pass on Ksivus HaGet, which he ultimately uses to be Megarisha. Then I say it's the Gloy Milson Mafreya that the Gerishin began from the Ksivus HaGet. So the Yam Shel Shlomo says over there he had a big machlekes. He passed that there's no Avelus, that if the couple is separated and they want to hold it by getting divorced, so there's no avelus. Vatehom alai kol ha'ir, and all the rabbanim disagreed with him, and they held no. That the Gemara says, kimishanas anein l'garsha, means he wrote to get, not that the daitam his garesh. And then he says, they sent a letter to the big Tamachachim in Yerushalayim, it doesn't say who it was, which Tamachachim was during the lifetime of the Ramon, the Marshal, and the 1500, who lived in Yerushalayim at that time. He doesn't say who, who lived in Yerushalayim. Doesn't say who. And they sent back a letter, they agreed with him. It's a difficult, so Shaila and Achrenim, how you should pasken on that. So some Achrenim say, Halachik dira mekel ba'ovel. Whatever comes to Avelus, however you pasken on this Shaila in any other area of Halachik, when it comes to Avelus, you mekel. So since the Marshal was mekel, whenever there's a legitimate opinion, it says Lahokam. So since Marshal was mekel, some Achrenim say you should be mekel. But on Achrenim, it's very difficult. The Pashtus is not like the Marshal. The Pashtus is that the only time you kill it, Nasan and of Lagasha is if they did Ksivas Haget. But if they didn't even do Ksivas Haget, that's not called Nasan and of Lagasha. It's a very difficult Marshal. The Kiveger on Hilchas Avelus quotes that Marshal, implying as if he thinks that's the din. He doesn't argue with him. He says, look in the Marshal that he holds that there's no Avelus, the Achidish. Yeah. So I think with that, you can understand this Shita. The first mandam, the first two, Rabbi Rabbeinu hold Mekudesh, is why? She's not the Balas Ashtar over here. The Isha is Mavkeres as Atzma, and the Bal is the Das Makna. So the Chassan does the whole Das Kiddushin. So he has to give the Tzibri HaBal to the Sefer to write the Shtar Kiddushin. If he doesn't give the Tzibri HaBal, it's not considered Tzibri Lishma. But they say they both have to give Tzibri HaBal, the Isha and the Bal, they both have to give it. Doesn't make sense. The Baal makes it's the Baal's Das, the Chassan's Das that makes the Kiddushin by the Kiddushin Shtar, by all the three forms of Kiddushin. The Chassan's Das makes the Kiddushin. And you need his Tzibur HaBaal to make Lushmo. The Isha, you don't need the Isha, should tell the Sefer to write. The reason why the Raman Paskin is the other way, Rav Papa Rav Shavi Yamer Enim Kodeshes, and they have the Tzion on that, the Raman and the Rif Paskin Enim Kodeshes. That's because the Hezbe the Rav Soloveitchik gave. Rav Chaim doesn't explain it. He just says it's not the same. Rav Chaim explains very well why the first two mandamim hold that it should be good, Mekudeshes. He doesn't explain why we paskin that it's Einu Mekudeshes. And that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. That the Ksiva, what does it mean, Yenik Ksiva Lishma? Not like writing a Sefer Torah Lishma, or baking matzah Lishem Mitzvah, or according to Bishamai, putting up the schach, machleg b'sham mesil, where the asiyas asuke, putting up the schach has to be lishma, b'sham ahod has to be lishma, we paskin, it does not have to be. Even if an ochri puts it up, sukkah's gambak, sukkah's goyim is also good, you don't need lishma. According to b'shamai, that's a din of lishma, and a hechsha achevtze, it's only a kosher per tefillin if it's written lishma. It's only kosher matzah to be yotze the mitzvah if you had asiyo lishma. But over here, it's not a word to be machshe the chevtze. Maybe it's also to be machshav the chepta, but the word is that the ksiva lishma means the ksiva is the tchilas agerish, and the gerishin is a composite that consists of two pulas. It consists of ksivas aget and the gerishin. So by gerishin you don't need das elishin. You can give the get bal korcha. So of course you can write the get bal korcha. By kiddushin you can't be any shem miskadesh is bal korcha. That's on the first daf and base on the base. Any shem miskadesh is bal korcha. So how can you say that the chasva lishma v'shalom idaita, the chasim wants to surprise her? So she thought she's going to get a ring under the chuppah. All of a sudden comes with a fancy handwritten ksuba with pictures all over the place, and it says, Ariya mekudeshes lein ksuba. The ksuba was written lishma. The ksuba can serve as a shtar kiddushin if it was written lishma. Usually it's a printed text and you just fill in the names. So there wasn't ksiva lishma. But if it was written lishma, it's good. The Rambam says the minigas can no go so the kaddish be kesef. Minigas that we use kesef, we don't use shtar. But what if he wants to use a shtar? So that's what the Gemara says. Since the unique ksiva lishma, and lishma means that the ksiva is a tchilas hakidushin, so how can you have even tchilas hakidushin without das or isha? So the woman has to agree in advance. She has to agree in advance to marry the chassan. She doesn't have to agree to the ksivas ashtar. She doesn't have to agree to the ksivas ashtar. The sefer has to know in advance of writing the shtar kiddushin that she agrees to get married. As long as she agrees to get married, then he can do the tchilas hakiddushin. Because if it's ksava l'shma v'shalom idaito, you didn't hear from the isha that she agrees to marry him. He wants to have a shtar kiddushin ready, and he's going to keep on dating her till he wears down her resistance, till she's going to agree to marry him, and then he's going to say, "Will you marry?" She says, "Yes." He's going to give her the shtar kiddushin that he wrote last month. He wrote a lishma last month, so that's no good, because the ksivas hashtar kiddushin needs lishma, Shema means that Tchilas HaKiddushin is Finishas HaKsiva. So by the get, the whole get can be given Bal Korcha. You know, it's not proper. The Chemder Rabbein Gershom to give a get Bal Korcha, maybe an Issa Deraisa. We said the Chuvas Aran holds that it's an Issa Deraisa. But it's Chal, if you give a get Bal Korcha, it's Chal. So you don't need Daso Isha that it should be considered Ksiva Lishma. But by Kiddushin, we need Daso Isha. Ein Isha Miskadesh is Bal Korcha. So you can't say that the Ksiva Sashtar Kiddushin is already considered Tchilas HaKiddushin. You can't even begin to have Tchilas HaKiddushin without Daso Isha. That's why we pass on like the second mandam, Rav Papa, Rav Shavya, both say Ein Bukudeshes. But it's not that that's Rav Chaim explained. It's not that the Daso Isha is needed to create the Lushmo in the Heftze. No, she's not the Daso HaMeschayev over here. The Baal is the Daso HaMeschayev. But if you don't have the Sefer doesn't know that the girl agreed to marry him, she doesn't have to agree to marry him b'kiddush ishtar. As long as she expressed her interest in marrying him, then it's called, then the Baal authorizes the Sefer, let's say he's going to surprise her. She thought he's going to get married al yidei kesef, he's going to give her a ring like everybody does. He surprises her under the chuppah and he gives her a shtar. But she already agreed to marry him in advance. So that would be called Ksav Lishma Umidaita. Midaita doesn't mean she knows it's going to be Kiddush Ishtar. You don't need Das HaMeschayev in the Isha. Das HaMeschayev is only the Chosn.
So we also say that you apply Lishma by Ashtar Shechor. So we assume that the Ksiva of Ashtar Shechor is also the Tchilas HaShechor?
Yes.
So Lagabi, what dinim would that have an Afkamina?
What would be an Afkamina by the Eved? I don't know if there would be an Afkamina. I don't know. The Shashikha can also be given by Korcha of the Eved. So you don't need the agreement, you don't need the Askama of the Eved when you write the Shashikha, like just like a get can be given by Korcha. If the Eved is here, you can give him the get, the Shikha by Korcha. Are there any Nafkaminas there that it's the Tchilus Shikha? I don't know, gotta think about that. I don't know.
So what's the bottom line? What is
this
Das Machne? It doesn't mean the Isha, it means the Isha. Why does it more cool? If he's really the Das Machne, why is it more cool?
Should have been. The Isha should have been the Das Machne. But once you have the Gemara and Amud Aleph says that the Baal is the Das Machne. That's what we said the Neri Behuda is the Kasha. Why can't a cotton have Ishus? If you have Das Acheres Machne, then a cotton can be Koine. So by Kiddushin, the girl can be 12 and a half. And she'll be the Das Machne, Das Acheres Machne. So the cotton should be able to be Mekadosh and Isha. Menatar, if the Isha is a Gdailo. So that's what the Naribir said. No, that's kikach, v'lot kisikach. Why is it no good? Because that's exactly what psukim, either the psukim, hilchosaninu. The aloha says that al pidin, the das hachosan is the das makna. But in Metzias, really, she should have been the das makna. That's how Gemara says, she should have been the das makna. So if she doesn't agree to marry him in advance of the ksiva, that's like ainon emikadosh isha, emikadosh anseisha bal karcha. You have to have the consent of the girl to marry him. You don't need her consent to write the shtar. You need her. She should agree to marry him.
So why does it take effect in the shtar? Why does it take effect in the shtar? So why is the shtar no good?
Because ksiva lishma means that the ksiva is the beginning of the kiddushin, and you can't any shemis kadesh is shaloi midaita.
How do we know that by ksiva, the beginning of kiddushin, ksiva,
That's the same. That's what Ksiva Lishma means. Ksiva Lishma means that it's
a
composite. The Gemara says Makesh Havayli Itzi. That just like by Get you need Ksiva Lishma. So to by Shtar Kedushin you need Ksiva Lishma. So whatever it means by the Get, that's what it means by the Shtar Kedushin. So by the Get, we have Haichachas from the Gemaras. That Ksiva Lishma means that the Ksiva is the beginning of the Kedushin. Unlike all the Shtari Mamen, that the Ksiva of the Shtar is Achonas Achevtze, with which I'm going to make the kinyan. And then the Mesiris Ashtar is the kinyan. Over here it's not so. Over here, whenever you need Ksiva Lishma, means that the Ksiva Ashtar is the Tchilas Maisa HaKinyan. So that's the aloha. And Isha Miskadesh is Shalom Midaita. You can even begin the Kiddushin Shalom Midaita. So the Ksiva has to begin the Kiddushin. But you don't need that she should have to agree. She doesn't have to authorize the Sefer to write it. The Baal has to, the Chosn, has to authorize the Sefer to write it Lishma. The Isha doesn't authorize the Sefer. That's the Ran and Adorim. The Isha is Mafkeres HaZatzma. But she has to be mafkeres etzatzma to him. She has to agree to marry him before the sofer begins to write. Because otherwise, if they already got engaged and then they already sent out wedding invitations and then they know, we know that she wants to marry him, okay? So when the chassan authorizes the sofer to write it, then it's called ksiva lishma, because she already agreed to marry him. But if she didn't agree yet, then you can't even have the tchilas hakiddushin without the haskama of the ish. Rav Chaim says this to answer a taina. There's a din. The husband has to authorize the sofer to write the gek directly. If the husband tells somebody, go please tell the sofer that he should write a get for me, that's called Omer Imru. I tell two people, go tell the sofer to write a get lishma for me. The Gemara says Omer Imru is no good. You have to have Tzivi HaBal Yashir, has to be direct. The Baal, some Rishonim hold, has to be Befonov. Let's say the husband says, I now appoint Pliny as the sofer to write the get. He directly appointed him as the sofer, but it wasn't panim al panim. It wasn't, or when you talk on a telephone, also, the Gedolim of our generation said that's also called like Befonov. Befonov means it's Tzivi HaBal. Sometimes the husband lives in Idaho, in Oklahoma, whatever, and he doesn't want to come to the big city where the bezin is from some reason. Or they can't travel there. It's too difficult. If you have a big shas hatchak, so the husband could do the tzibi habal over the telephone. He talks directly to the sofer. I want you to write the get. Biksav is a big machlekes. If he sends a letter and he writes kisvo to no get liishti. So if you have a big shas hatchak, so there are rishonim to be mekel that kisvo to no is good. But we always avoid that because that's a big machlekes. But if you talk on a telephone, that's even better because that was direct. That's a direct tzibi habal. So the Tzivi HaBaal, in order to create Lishmo by the Ged, is the same Tzivi HaChosen, in order to create Lishmo by the Ksiva Shtar Kiddushin. And Omer Imer wouldn't be good for the Tzivi HaBaal, but for the Isha, the Rambam holds that it is good. So Magen Mishnah quotes the Ramban, why do you distinguish between the Baal and the Isha? Since Kosvo Lishmo V'Shalom Hidaito is no good, so the Das HaBaal and the Das HaKala, the Chosen and the Kala should be the same. Just like the chasen Omer Imru would be no good, you need direct tzivah HaBaal that it should be called the Shema. So you should need direct tzivah Ha'isha that it should be called the Shema. That's Rav Chaim explains, no, it's not the same. The tzivah HaBaal creates the Lishma. You don't need tzivah Ha'isha to create Lishma. Just Rav Chaim doesn't explain it. That's what Rav Soloveitchik added on. Lishma means that the tzivah HaShtar is the tchilas HaKiddushin. You can't even begin the Kiddushin without Das Ha'isha. That's why. But you don't need tzibur, so Omer Imer would be good mitzad the isha.
What about the Gemara at the end that says that somebody's being dragged away and chained, he can say you need tzibur to write
it
by the get?
Right.
Isn't that an issue about
Omer
Imer also?
Is that an issue about what?
Omer Imer, like Rabbi said?
No, he tells people there, they're going to take me and put me in prison. Please do me a favor. You two people, write a get, sign a get, and give it to my wife. I don't know if I'll ever come back alive. You're going to put me in a dungeon somewhere. So he wants to do his wife a taiva. So he tells the people who are there. He doesn't tell them, go tell the sofer. He tells me, do me a favor. You write the get, and you two people sign it. Lechatchila, you don't have the sofer sign as an aid. You have to have one person be the sofer and two other people be the aid. So there are three people there. When the police put him in handcuffs and they take him away, they're going to put him in a dungeon somewhere in Rome. So he says, kisvo tunu get liishtu, do me a favor, write a get and sign a get and release my wife from Igun.
According to this, according to Rabbi Ravina, the same Kudeshas,
yes.
So how are they understanding? I mean, according to the Hesper, it's saying that they're saying it's fine, the whole thing is about karcha, or meaning we're saying that's an Hesper.
I mean, what do you do with this argument?
Right.
What do you do with this argument? I don't know. It's an interesting point. I don't know. I would have said, my instinctive reaction would have been like Ravina and Ravina. I would have said, what do you need to consult her for? She's mafkeres esatzma. The Baal's das creates everything. So then Rav Chaim explains, no. And basically, he doesn't explain it in so many words. That's Rav Soloveitchik gathered on. That Ksiva Lishma means that that's Tchilas HaKiddushin. So you can't even begin the Tchilas HaKiddushin without Das Rish. So you're asking, what are the first two mandarim? I don't know. It's a good question.
We still don't know.
Huh?
We don't know she's much curious. This shows us that the
way we explain it is it shows us that she's not Paris is that small.
She has to agree in advance.
In other words,
yeah, that's how we pass.
Was up in the air, you know. But how do we know that she's doing that?
She has to agree to marry him before he authorizes the sefer to write the Shtar Kiddush. Yeah, that's how we pass. Yeah, I don't know. What's the husband, Rav Ravina? I'm not sure. But that's what you have to add on over here. Fine. I don't know. You're trying to explain Rav and Ravina. I don't know. You got to think about it. I don't know. So what did the Gemara say? There was a machlokes amarayim. If it's written l'shma, shalom idat. We didn't consult her in advance. Is it good? The Gemara said, how can it be a machlokes? May say on the first wide line on Tesamim base. Ekeisim shtari erisim v'nisun elamidash name. What does it mean? My love shtari erisim v'nisun mamish. What do you mean shtari nisun? Nisuin is not Aydei Shtar. There are different opinions. What is Nisuin? Either Nisuin is the Badek, and Nisuin is standing under the canopy, or the Yuchara going home, whatever, all the different opinions. But that Shtar means Shtar Yerisin. It means Shtar Yerisin. So the Poshu B'Shat goes, and comes from Shtar Yerisin. The Shtar is the Kiddusha Shtar. Elami Dash Neim. So how can Rava and Ravina say that you don't need Das Hayisha? The Gemara says, no, my love Shtar Yerisin. The Gemara says, lo, Shtar Psikosa. Goes kamatanos and lebincha, kamatanos and lebincha. So usually, the way you learn poshim pshat, usually in order to create a hischayvus moment, you have to make a kinyan, either a kinyan suder or a kinyan shtar. And over here, no kinyan is needed. Or according to some rishonim, a kinyan mesiris hamashka monenka mashka nenka. The Rashba holds that the Rashba and the Ramban hold that mesiris hamashkin can be kind of hischayvus. The reason why it's no good for kedushin because agir gabei, but it does create hischayvus. So you usually assume, not like that Rambam, usually assume the Rambam wrote when a person says, I hereby obligate myself to give you $100,000, that's very legally binding and there's no need for my sikinyan. We mentioned a few times, the Mechaber quotes this in Simen Mem, Choshe Mishpat Nikzois was so stunned, he said the Rambam couldn't have meant that and he reinterpreted the Rambam. It can't be. But that is the Rambam Shita. It's such a stunning Shita. Nikzois thought that the Rambam never said it. So the Pashta says that you do need a kinyan to create a schaibus. So this is an exception to the rule. This is the Dvarim HaNiknim Ba'amiri can create a schaibus without a Maisa kinyan. Why? So we said there are two ways to explain it. One way is Nasa Maisa Alpiv. The boy and the girl went ahead and they got married. They're both still in school. They're both very young. They can't support themselves. So they're only getting married now. They're not waiting until they finish their schooling because the both sets of parents committed themselves that they're going to support them for the first couple of years. If they wouldn't have committed themselves, they wouldn't have gotten married. So if Nasa Maisa Alpiv, that's the Ritva hasn't Bob Mitzir like that. With the story of Zulshvot. Okay. That's one way to explain. And then Ramosha Feinstein has a different way to explain. You don't need Nasa Maisa Alpiv. The Rashash in Pchoiris has this. The Chazon Ish quotes his father in Chelek HaShemishpot. They bring a lot of rice from Gemoris that under normal circumstances you need a Maisa Kinyan to create a hischaivus, and if it's very clear that there's a strong Nira's Das, then you can create a hischaivus with Das alone. Fine. So Ramosha Feinstein has this, halacha lemaisa. Ramosha didn't make out a will. He probably didn't have too much money when he died. How much money did he make already on the Igor Ramosha? He used to give a lot of tzedakah. He used to call him in. The IRS called him in more than once, I think. Because they didn't believe that he gave so much tzedakah. And he used to be petrified. He thought it's like under the communists. They're gonna put him in prison forever. He used to sit there, nothing. You don't pay taxes, so they take your money. You make you pay the taxes. And he proved that he had all the canceled checks, that he gave all this money to tzedakah. So he didn't leave so much money when he passed, but he didn't leave his children. He was a poor man, his children are poor. No one has any money over there. But in Din, he held Alpi Din. There's no need to make a tzavoy Alpi Din. If you fill out a last will and testament, and you know quite well that the government will only recognize what it says in their last will and testament, in Alpidin, there is no such thing. You can't do such a thing. So Ramosha held that since everybody knows that the government will only recognize what the lawyers filled out, the last will and testament, so that's called the Haknomi Das, and that takes effect. So he has an etshuva. He didn't even see the need to write a separate etshuva. This is tacked on in the end of etshuva, And by the way, he has this at the end of a tshuva in Chelek Aven Ezra. He didn't even write a separate tshuva on this. And then he writes, and even though you write, I bequeath means after I die, the money should go to Pliny, and we have a klal, en kinyan lachamisa. So fine, you don't need a maisa kinyan. And when you have a gemiras das, a strong gemiras, that's a kinyan, a schal without a maisa kinyan. So he obligated himself to give each one of the children an equal share. Let's say he had sons and daughters. He obligated himself to give all the children an equal amount of money. Yeah, but he never made a kinyan on it. So it's not legally binding. It's not valid. So he said, whenever this is strong gemiras das, I bequeath means lachamisa. En kinyan lachamisa. So Moshe has a chiddush on top of a chiddush. He says the din of en kinyan lachamisa only means if I die in July and I made a kinyan, I gave you a shtar that should take effect. I give him a house in September 1st. I planned to live. I didn't think I was going to die in July. I thought I was going to live. I thought I was going to move to Eretz Yisrael in August. So I don't need the house starting from September 1st. I don't know I'm going to die in July. I don't need the house from July on. I'm not going to be alive. So if there was a gap of time in between the time that I died and the time I died in July, and you get the house September 1st, so the house didn't belong to me after I died. So it belonged to my Yorshim already. So the shtar that I wrote giving you the house as of September 1st doesn't take effect because there was a gap of time in between my death and the date on the kinyan that I gave to you. So that's why ain't kinyan lachamisa, because a month later, a month or two after I die, I'm not the balabas to give it over. But what if I say the house should belong to me as long as I'm alive? The minute that I die, it no longer belongs to me, it should go to you. So that's a kinyan lachamisa, but there's no gap of time in between. So Moshe says in such a case, yesh kinyan lachamisa. Yesh kinyan lachamisa. So it's a very difficult tshuva. I think most do not accept that tshuva of Moshe. Dying Rosna, Zichron Lebrach, used to be a dying in London, and he has a long tshuva dedicated to this, not a footnote on a different tshuva. There's a whole tshuva dedicated to this. And he shows that the Gemara is against it. Gemara Mpcharis against this. The in kinyan lachamisa applies even if it's right away. The first day of what Ramosha said, maskim, that you can make a kinyan with das alone if it's a very strong beer as das. Okay, so that could well be. Everybody knows that the government will not accept, will not recognize anything. You can stand on your head. The government won't recognize anything other than your last will and testament. So then it's okay. So then it's a strong gemira as das. But if it's kinyan lachamisa, ain't kinyan lachamisa, should still take effect. So that's what it's very questionable where Rav Moshe wrote. I think usually in Dinei Torah, the most rabbanim do not accept what Rav Moshe said. Dan Grossman was not the only one. Other rabbanim also in recent years they wrote shulas where they disagree with Rav Moshe. They think that it's not so. Yeah. The Gemara in Ksubis talks about this. Let's say the boy's parents accepted upon themselves an obligation to give the children, let's say, $20,000 every year for the first 3 years of their marriage. The girl's parents also accepted $20,000, so they live on $40,000 a year. So that's called Shtori Psikosa. How much do you commit yourself to support the children of your marriage? Each set of parents. So that's why I'm handing them on here. So this Shtori Psikosa, so the Gemara there in Ksubis on Davko base, the Gemara discusses Dvar Melu when Nitno Lehikosev. What's the Shaila? So there's a machlokes. If you look there, here come on to the Bincha by the letter Hey, I'll tell you where it is in the Rambam. Not in Hilchos Ishi. Nuchos Schia Matona. Tells you Perik Hey. Schia. No. Perik Vav Schia Matona Alacha Yud Dalet. So the Rambam quotes that Gemara in Ksubis. And the Rambam says, Lo nitnu lehikosev. What's the Shaila Lo nitnu lehikosev? So the Rambam learns that the Shaila is, if you write a shtar, will it have the tokef of a milva b'shtar? Usually a milva al peh, if I borrow money from you and I don't give you a shtar halva, so you can only collect, that's a mishnah in the very end of Bog Bas. A milva al peh, you can only collect from the chosim b'nechron. You can't collect from the chosim b'shabadim. Chosim b'shabadim means, if I sold the karka to someone else to Lukuchas, or I gave it to Matan, So you cannot collect from the chosim. Mishibad the moment from bereicher. And if it's on the libishtar, then there's shibin the chosim. Not only shibin the group, shibin the chosim. Then you can't collect from the chosim mishibad. There's several differences between bilba bishtar and bilba, but that's the main difference. But you can collect from the chosim mishibad. The other difference is whether the loivik can tie a paraiti. So if it's on bilba bishtar, he cannot tie a paraiti. The malbus says shtoch v'yodim my boy. How can you say paraiti? It's not true. If you would have paid up, you would have insisted you're not going to pay up until I rip up the shtar. The fact that I'm the malva still holding up onto the shtar is a rai brura that the loiva did not pay up. And if it's a little bit balped, then the loiva can always tie in a paraiti. Shach says that these are usually connected. When the loiva would be believed to say paraiti, so even if he admits loi paraiti, that's a hoidos baldin, but you can't collect from the lukuchas based on the hoidos baldin of the loiva. That's hoidos baldin chav lachrini. So hoidos baldin chav lachrini is no good but the rabbana because chashina lekenunya, afraid maybe the malva and the loiva are in cahoots with each other in order to take the karka away from the lukuchas. So the shach writes in chashmish, but every 50 pages, every 75 pages, these two are always connected. When the loiva is believed to say paraiti, then you're not able to collect from lukuchas because chashina lekenunya. And when the loiv is not believed to say paraiti, so then you have shivin chasim, then you can collect from the lukuchas. There are more differences also, but these are the two main differences. So the Gemara has there a shaila, machloikas, with the dvarim elu, this shtori psikosa, nitnu lehikosev, or lo nitnu lehikosev. What does it mean? So the Rambam learns, is it nitnu lehikosev, that if you're right, the boy's parents committed themselves to give the couple $20,000 a year each year for the first 3 years of marriage, and then the girl's parents committed to another $20,000 each year for the first 3 years. So if you write this bishtar, the boy's parents and the girl's parents told the Edom, write a shtar. So we won't be able to say paraiti, and there will be a shiva nechosim also. So the Rambam learns in the Gemara, that was machlokes, bar melon, nitnu lehikosev, can you convert it into a milvah bishtar? Okay, they're not. It'll never become a little bishtar. So the Rambam paskins, even if they wrote it in a shtar, it doesn't have the status of a little bishtar. There won't be a shiva nechas. And the Raiva disagrees with the whole Pirush HaRambam. He said, where did he get such a wild pshat from? Of course, you can convert it and make it into a little bishtar. Why not? But so the Raiva says, no. The machlekes is lo nitna likasa means since they committed themselves bal peh. It already has the full shibin chasim. There's no need to write a shtar, his chayvus. Even if you don't write, like there's one opinion in the Gemara, we don't pass like this, that milva k'suva b'atara k'suva b'shtar damya. That all this nezikin, all the mamazik and this kemamona and everything, all the chiyuvim that the Torah imposes upon people, the milva k'suva b'atara k'suva b'shtar damya. Every chiyuv, all the choftal that all this nezikin, have the tokef, have the strength of a milva b'shtar, even though no shtar was written. We don't paschal like that, but that's this opinion. Dvar melu lo nitnu lehikosei. So the Ravid says it doesn't mean that even if you wrote it, it doesn't have the status of a milvah bishtar. There isn't any need to write it. Even if you didn't write it, it has the tokef of a milvah bishtar.
Who is this milvah to? Is that to the children or to his counterpart, the two in-laws?
No, to the children. Each parent obligated themselves to support the couple, their children. It's my daughter, it's your son. So each one of us, each one of the sets of parents obligated himself to give the children this amount of money. So if they write a shtar, is it necessary to write a shtar, or it doesn't even help to write a shtar?
The children know it. It's not to the...
not to the other mechutah.
To the other, because one says, I did it because you said... And the other one says, I did it because you said...
No, but they both obligated themselves to give the children. So each one should give a shtar to their children.
To the bed.
Huh?
The children are taken to the bed, if they don't pay up.
Right. Then both mechutanim obligated themselves to support the children. Yeah. So the shtar has to be written out to we obligate themselves to give the children this amount of money every year. So the Rambam learns pshat, dvar meila lo nitno lehi kosev. Even if you write it, it will not have the din. The Gemara talks about enkais from shtori eris, and the Gemara says it goes on shtori psikosa. The Gemara talks about writing it, biksav. So the Rambam says, yeah, you can write it, but even if you write it, lo nitna likosa, it doesn't elevate it to the level of milva bishtar, it'll remain like a milva balpeh. It won't have any shibin achos. And if the parents will go broke, but you'll be able, there'll be theoretical possibility going to collect from the lekuchas, so that's out of the question. He can't, because Dvar Meila, Nandit Melei Kosev, he cannot elevate it to the level of a milva bishtad that there should be shiba nuchas. Yeah. Why not? Why not? The Ravid disagrees with the Rama. The Ravid says for sure the Shiba Nechasim. The only machlokes is Dvar Meilu Nitno Lehikosev. It's elevated to Shiba Nechasim if you wrote a shtar. Although Nitno Lehikosev, we don't even have to write a shtar. It automatically has Shiba Nechasim. Even if you didn't write it, it automatically has a Shiba Nechasim. But the Ravid held there is no such thing. That if there's a chiyuv mamon and I write a shtar, it doesn't have a shiva nechasim. Why shouldn't it have a shiva nechasim? Why should it be so? But that's how the Rambam understood. Even if you write a shtar, even if you write the shtar and you give it to the couple, it doesn't elevate it to the level of a milva b'shtar. There won't be a shiva nechasim. So that's the question, why not? The Rambam holds, even if you didn't write, even if... Okay. Some things have a call like if I'm the bedin, so we assume after I'm the bedin, the shib and the chasim are ready. Some things have a call. Some things will be a call.
Is Rashi a middle sheet over here? Rashi seems to say that if you wrote it, then it would have the tokif of a milva b'shtar. If you didn't write it, then it would be
Normal, yes. Rashi is writing like that opinion. Advar melu nitna lehikasev. If you write it, it becomes a shiva nechasev. Normal. Rashi is the normal way. But the Rambam and the Ravid have an argument. What is the other mandama hold? The one who holds lo nitna lehikasev. So the Rambam says, even if you wrote a shtar, it doesn't have the tokef of the milva b'shtar. There won't be shiva nechasev. The rabbit says, there's no need to write it. Even if you didn't write it, as Shimon Nechasim anyway. Okay? So the rabbit holds whatever. It's like kola like after Hamarib didn't find. What's the beer in the Rama? Why should you say, even if you wrote a shtar, it doesn't elevate the chiyuv that the parents accepted upon themselves, does not elevate it to the level of Mul Bishtar. So if you read that the whole perik in the Rambam, what perik was it again? Perik Vav in the Siyah Matana. Yeah, the whole perek begins whenever you make a hischaivus, it all depends what the umdina is. So the Rambam quotes all kinds of dinim based on umdina. Even if you said something, even if you wrote something, it all depends what's the umdina. What did he mean? So some noisy kelim learn in the Rambam, this is also based on an umdina. When the parents, the two sets of parents agreed to give money to the children, the umdina is that they only meant shibir aguf. They never meant shibir nechas. So usually, let's say, if I borrow money from you, I borrow $10,000 and I give you a shtar, even if I don't write kol nechas ha-mishibadim lachov zeh, that's the Gemara says in the first perek of Bava Metzia, achrayas is Torah Sefer. It's self-understood. Even if I didn't write all the nechas ha-mishibad, it's self-understood. That's a din of yad. Whenever I write a shtar, whenever I say something, I made a statement, I said a sentence and it's half the words are missing in the sentence, but we understand what the missing words are. I write today is what? Today is Chaf Ches or something? Chaf Zayin Cheshvin Top Shin Ein Zayin. What? Since what? 777 since what? No, it's 5,777. It's Chamesh Salaf and Top Shin Ein Zayin. But you didn't write Chamesh Salaf. The answer is self understood. Everybody knows we live in the sixth millennium, and all the stories are written now is self understood as Chamesh Salaf. So that's the Gemara in the first parak in Avodah Zarah, around Daf Yud or so. The Gemara says when you write a star and you forgot to write Chamesh Salaf, it's self understood that it's Chamesh Salaf. Or you didn't write Chamesh Salaf and Shva Meos, you wrote Shnas Ein Zayin. What? Shnas Ein Zayin since what? No, it's Tav Shin Ein Zayin. Self-understood. That's a din of yad. Whenever you take a neder and half of the sentence is missing, whenever you write a get and you're missing the day they have ilichim, you know, you write a shtar halva, I borrowed money from you, I owe you the money, I didn't write kol nechasim shibadim l'chavzeh. So that's called achrayis tav sefer. Even though it doesn't say it's self-understood, that's what he meant. So the standard nosei kelim on the Rambam, I think the Magen Mishnah, I think it is on the side of the Rambam, He says the reason why the reason for this psak of the Rambam, the Dvar Meila lo nitnu lehikasev, even if he write a shtar, doesn't elevate it to the level of milva bishtar, there won't be shin mechasim. The whole parak goes with umdinus. So this is also an umdinus, that when the parents obligate themselves to support the children the first couple of years of marriage, they meant to give from their own money. They didn't mean to be mishabed in a chasim. And even if they wrote a shtar, unless they wrote beferish in the shtar, if they wrote mishabadim and they made a shib in the chasim, they made it. But if they didn't write beferish, you don't have the right to say that achrayis to a sefer. It's self-understood. It's an umdin that it's not self-understood. That's what some understand in the Rambam. Rav Soloveitchik didn't understand that. He didn't think that that was the pshat. He thought that because it's dvarim, because it's an exception to the rule over here, see, even according to the Rambam, he said the Rambam's opinion is, if I say, hey, I blame myself to give you $10,000, and the Rambam says, you have to give, even though he didn't make a kinyan. Usually you say you need a kinyan konam yodo, sudar, you need a kinyan shtar. According to the Rambam and the Rashba, giving a mashkin. So the Rambam says you don't need any of that. But even the, so the Yosk and the Rambam, the Ksoise is the Kasha. How can it be that the Rambam holds he can create his chayvus with Dvorim alone? How come the Gemara says so many places call him Yodai? The Gemara says, how is he mechuyev to pay? He never obligated himself. Gemara says, ach mashkin, she called him Yodai. According to the Rambam, what do you need call him Yodai for? You don't need a Kenyan Suda. But the Ksoise says, the Rambam never said it, it could be, it's impossible. So the answer is, no, it's not true. The Rambam said it, and he meant it. The Ran, Anksilas Daf Kubeis, also agrees with the Rambam, that you can create his Chayvus Mammon without any Kinyan. And the Ran asks on himself, the Tzais is Kasha. What, why does it say so many times in Gemara Kanam Yodah? So the Ran answers, if you say, you obligate myself, Belitanai, I hereby obligate myself to give you $10,000, period. Come rain or snow. So then the Rambam says, but if you say, I obligate myself to give you, to give my children $10,000, $20,000 a year for the first 3 years, if they get married to each other, that's if, that's Allah Tanai, so then the Rambam also agrees that you need a Kenyan. That's the Rambam holds that that's called Asmachta. Rambam has a whole different understanding of what Asmachta is. The other Rishonim learn Asmachta is a machlokes ha-tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, but Asmachta Kanya, Asmachta lo Kanya. So the other Rishonim learn Asmachta means Kinyan ala Tanai, where there's an umdir in the Muchach that he thought it's never going to happen. I say, my Chavrus is angry, why keep on coming late to the morning Seder? And he loses, every day he loses a few minutes of time because I come late. And he says, he's going to dump me, he's going to learn with someone else. I say, don't break up the Chavrus. I obligate myself to give you $100 if I come late tomorrow. I thought I'm going to wake up on time. I thought I'm going to set the alarm clock. I'm going to wake up on time. I'm going to come on time. If I really thought I'm going to have to pay, I would never have agreed to give the guy. I don't have $100. I shiva bacher. He doesn't have $100 to give his charusa. Then it turns out the next day he forgot to set the alarm and he woke up late and he came again late today. So that's the case. It's a, his chayvus ala tanai. And there's an umdin and mochig that thought it's not going to happen. He thought he has control over the situation. He's going to make sure that he wakes up on time. So an umdin and mochach that he thought it's not going to happen, is that equivalent to an umdin and mochach that he never meant the whole thing? He never meant to obligate himself on that? So we pass on asmachta lokan. That's how most of the Rishonim learn. The Rama holds a different pshat, asmachta lokan. The Rama holds, whenever you have das, ala tanai, that's called asmachta. Doesn't matter. He thought it is going to happen, not going to happen. L'malo l'mer. Das ala tanai is called asmachta. Let's say I leave a gold watch on the table. So I say, if you stay up all night and you learn, you can pick up the watch tomorrow. I'm going to leave it on the table. You can pick up the golden watch and it's yours to keep. So, but you didn't make a kinyan now. I just gave das makna latanai. So the Rambam says, even if you stayed up all night and you learned and you picked it up in the morning after you finished learning all night long, the kinyan is not chal because the das makna latanai, the Tanai kills the whole Das Machna. But if I give you the watch Matana, I say pick it up, Mikoina, the whole watch as Matana, on the condition that you stay up all night and you learn. So then you made a Maisi Kinyan ala Tanai. So Maisi Kinyan ala Tanai, that's a din of Tanai. I give a get ala Tanai, do Kiddushan ala Tanai, make Afrosh's Chum ala Tanai, Mais ala Tanai. But if we only have Das ala Tanai, so Das can create his Chaibas. I say, I obligate myself to give you $100,000. you can do that. But I say, I obligate myself to give you $100,000 on the condition that snows tomorrow, that everybody kills the whole thing. Das ala tanai, the tanai cancels the whole das. So that's why the Rambam, that's what the Ran answers, the Ran agree, the Ran on the Rif, in Ksubas Daf Kul Beis, on that Gemara, Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Meshlokish, Chayv ani loch mona bishtar, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, that is Chayiv. So he says, so the Ran really holds like the Rambam, that if a person says an oral declaration, hey, by obligating myself to give you $10,000, he says, I'm paid to give you the money. But if I say, I obligate myself to give you $10,000, if it snows tomorrow, that's a das, ala tanai, so the tanai cancels the whole das. That's called das makta lo kanya. Then you need kana miyada. Only then do you need kana miyada.
Going back to the case where the chavrusa coming late, if he gave the money first, that works then?
Yeah, okay.
If
he already gave the money and he said, if I come late, you can keep it, then it's not asmachta. According to the Rambam, it wouldn't be asmachta. According to the other Rishonim, still asmachta. The whole reason why he gave the money, he thought he has control, he thought he's going to come on time. Yeah. So Rav Soloveitchik understood, he didn't think that the Rambam meant, even though the whole perek from the beginning is all, the whole theme of the whole perek is that umdinat plays a role in dini mominus, whatever the umdin is, that's what we pass, and that's what we assume his das is. But he thought that this line in the Ramadissa, Dvar Meila lo nitna lehikasiv, you can never elevate it to the level of a milva bishtai, the one pishim nechasim, he thought it's not based on umdinat, that's not what the parents had in mind. He thought this is based on a din. That when you need a kinyan to create a hischaivis, so then you can make a shtar and elevate the chiyuv to make it a milvah b'shtar. But if it's dvarm haniknan b'amira, if the chiyuv is chal without any kinyan at all, if the chiyuv is chal without any kinyan, so Rav Soloveitchik thought that it's a din, that you cannot write a shtar and create a shim in the chasm. There is a tesis in Baba Kama. There's a din in the Mishnais in Perakan Izokin. Mishnah says that we divide all the kakpois, roughly speaking, into three categories. Eidus, Beinonis, and Ziburis. So the Nizokin, all the Chof, Talarovs, and Nizokin have right to collect from Eidus. Pasuk only says, Meitav, Sadeh, Meitav, Kam, Yishalim, Hashem, Beregel. And the Gemara says there's a gigantic Zereshav, Tachas, Nesin, and Shalom, Kesef, like an octopus. You learn out this Xerishava, to all the 24 orbs, Nezikin, they all collect from Meitav. Everybody collects Meitav. So that's Nezikin, that the Torah imposes the Chiv. And what about Balei Chovis? And Mikra Adin Bal Chov only collects from Ziburis. And the Rabbanon, they said, Kadesh Lotin Adalus Bechnei Lov, people won't want to lend any money. If the guy doesn't pay me, all I'm going to get back is going to be Ziburis. Fine, he's going to give me $10,000 worth of karkav, it's going to be $10,000 worth of ziburis. Who wants that stuff? It'll be difficult to get the $10,000. So with the Rabbanon, they elevated the change, it should be benin. So Bachayv collects, so by Halva, you collect benin. And so with Zisha, you collect only ziburis. There's no need to make the condition so gewaltig. The women are going to get married. The women are more interested in getting married than the men. So we don't have to coax the girl into marrying the boy by committing ourselves, but by saying that we're going to give her either, so we're going to give her Beninus, not we give her Ziburis, it's also good. She'll agree to get married. So the Gemara says, what if a person has either Beninus and has all kinds of three karkois, and he owes money to the Balei Chovis, and he didn't pay Ksuba Sishi, he divorced his wife, he didn't pay the Ksuba, and his behemoth was Mazik, and he was Mazik. So the Nizok can collect Idis, and the Bachav collects Beinonis, and Subasisha collects Ziburis. And then he says, then the Gemara says in Baruch Hamad Avches, what if this person who had money to the sun, the moon, the stars, he owes everybody money, Subasisha, and Balichoides, and Nizikin, he owes everybody money, all three types. So if he sold all of his karkos to the Lukuches, that says, Kulam Nichnus Nutachas Abayim. The one who purchased Idis has to pay the Nezikin, have a right to collect Edis from the Lekuches. One who purchased Beninus has an obligation to pay the Balechoibis. And the one who purchased the Ziburis, the Ksubasisha has the right to collect the Ziburis. So Tosis wants to know, Tosis raises a question. But the Nezikin, how is there a Sheba Nechas? How is there a Sheba Nechas and by the Nezikin? So they say, maybe the Brisa goes according to the opinion, Lulak Silva Terkik Silva Bishtardam. So then Nebuk Yosef says, and that tells you, what's the Kasha? He wrote a star. My behemoth was Mazik, your property. I crashed into your car and I made a $5,000 hefset. So I have to pay you $5,000. And we hold Milvak Silvatar, Lav Kik Silva Bishtar Damir, there's no Shib Nechas. But then I wrote you a star. This is ascertained that I damaged your automobile and I owe you $5,000. And you now have the right to collect even from Nechas and Mishabot. So if I wrote you a star, so what's so difficult? Why didn't Taisus think of the answer of the Nemuki Yosef? The Taisus in Baba Kamba, Dav Chesman, why were they so surprised? How did the Nezikin have the right to collect from the Lukuches if you pass a Milbox about Torah, Lav Kiksu V'Bishtar Dami? Taisus says, either the Brisa goes with the Mandama, whose opinion we have not accepted, the Milbox about Torah is Kiksu V'Bishtar Dami, or the Gemara goes if Hamad Bidin. So whenever there's a Hamad Bidin, it's Islay Kola, and then the Bezin makes a Gemara Din, that creates a Shim Nechos. Why don't they answer like the Nebuki Yosef? Hochmas Kinnah, he wrote a star. The Mazik, the owner of the Behemo, the one who drove the car, I was driving the car, I crashed into your car, and I made a damage of $5,000. I wrote you a star. So Milak Sebat Torah, Odama Mazik, is only Lavkik Suva Bishtar Damit. Then I write you a star. This is to ascertain that I crashed into your car. I owe you $5,000. So I made a Shib Nechasim. So it would appear from Taisus that they didn't give the answer to the Muki Yosef that he wrote such a star. The whole that Al-Pidin, it doesn't help. Al-Pidin doesn't help. Why not? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. It sounds along the lines of this this Rambam. The way the Rambam understood Lo Nitnu Lehikosev, the Rabbit says there is no such thing that you can't elevate it to the level of a milvah b'shtar. Why not? You write a shtar, you make it a shiva nechasim. The Rambam holds no. The Rambam holds the only time by writing a shtar you can create a shiva nechasim is if the chiyuv in the first place was created with a kinyan. But if the chiyuv in the first place was dvarim haniknim b'amira, then you don't have the ability to write a shtar to elevate it to make a shiva nechasim on that. So that's what the Tosfos seems to hold. If the Torah imposes a chiyuv b'adam ha'mazik on me, on my behemah made a hezek, so chiyuv the Torah imposed, I didn't accept it, me daiti. So Tosfos holds over here, in such a case, you cannot write a shtar. You have no ability to write a shtar to create a shiv nechas. It's a chiddush that al pidin, there are some cases, but you cannot create a shiv nechas. It's a surprising chiddush. Anyway, but some of them are farshim on the side of the Rama, I think the Magen Mishnah, some, they say, no, the whole Perek Vav is all, everything is based on umdinim. So the whole thing in the Rambam, Dor Melon on Nitna Lehikosev, is an umdinim that usually you say, Achrais to a Sefer, that the Shtar Halva doesn't say, Kon Lechasim Shabbatim Lechav, that's self understood, that's what he meant. Over here, by Shtar Psikosa, it's not self understood. Unless he writes Beferish, then it will be. Then it will be in Meforish, then there will be Shiv Lechasim.
If they did the Kinyan first, why would that show that why then it's still umdinim that he didn't want?
If they did a kinyan, which case?
Kinyan, the Fira Rambam, if they did a kinyan first to agree to pay that amount, did a kinyan, why would that then?
A kinyan suitor, the Gemara says, Tam kinyan l'ksivoy. It's self understood when you make a kinyan suitor that the Edom have a right to write a shtar. And whenever you write a shtar, I'm just an Eretz Yisrael, so Rabosha Weiss's Kerlel just published a pamphlet, all of his psokim on marriages. So he has there a chiddush. I don't think it's correct. He has a chiddush that the chosen should tell the edim who are going to sign on the ksuba. He should give das hamischayv. He should tell the edim sign the ksuba. The Gemara says tam kinyan l'ksiva imed. We make a kinyan suda with the chosen. We said you accept upon yourself all the obligation that it says in the ksuba. He says yes, and we say we make a kinyan suda. The Gemara says in Baba Bas, Tam Kinyan Itziva, but whatever you make a Kinyan suit, it's self understood. That the Edom have a right to sign. So why is it preferable? What is a mitzvah? That should do the mitzvah Bishle Musa. Really, he should authorize the Edom to sign. If he didn't authorize, then Bidi Evid, you say, what do you mean Bidi Evid? The Gemara says, Tam Kinyan Itziva. I don't know why. They just quote Bikitsa. They just quote Bikitsa that that's what he said. They don't have any explanation for it. Common practice is not so. The chosen doesn't tell the Eidim to sign because they made a kinyan surah with the chosen. The bar says tam kinyan.
What bothered Rav Soloveitchik about the standard pshat of the nosei kinyan that he felt he had to come out to his chiddush?
He thought that wasn't poshut pshat in the Rambam. True, the beginning of the Rambam, the whole perek goes about things of umdina, and this is also umdina. If umdu vikichu, if they get married right away, then it's self understood that it's binding. But he thought that this detail, this part is not based on umdina. The rest of the perek is based on umdina, but the simple reading is not so. Simple reading that this is not based on umdina. This is a real din. Dvar mele lo nitna lehikasev. It's not because of an umdina. Okay, very good. It's a machlekes, or the wheat paskin milvak some atar lavkik so the bishtar. So that's Tosis Kasha. How does it say there in Baba Kama Brisa that Kulam Nichnasu Tachas Abaylim, that the fellow who owed money, Betores Mazik and Betores Balchoyd and Betores Subasisha, he sold all of his karkois to eat his bainness and ziburis to the Lukukas, says Kulam Nichnasu Tachas Abaylim, Dinizikin, thank you. Dinizikin have the right to collect from Edis and the Subasisha have the right to collect from the ziburis. So they say, how do they have a right to collect from the Lukuchas at all? There's no Shiva Nachas. They say, unless you say the Brisa goes with that opinion, which we don't pass like that, that the Milvak Sabat Torah, a Chiv that the Torah imposes, is Kiksuva Bishtar Dam. But we don't pass like that. Then Tos gives another answer, maybe Omad Bidin. Because the Gemara says in many places, after Omad Bidin, the Gemara didn't have the best, and creates a Shiva Nachas. Even in Milvah Balpeh, once they went to Bezin, Bezin Paskins, he has to pay, so the Hamor Abedin creates a Shiva Nachas, even though there's no Shtar. So Tosis gives the two answers. Then the Nebuki Yosef says, what's the problem? He wrote a Shtar. I crashed into your car. I owe you $5,000, and here's a Shtar, Halvoe. Here's a Shtar that I owe you the $5,000. What's so difficult? So why didn't Tosis think of the answer of the Nebuki Yosef? So Leitchik thought that maybe Tosafot Al Pi Din, that the only time you can elevate the Chiyuv into a little bit of Ishtar, it's going to have Shiv Nachasim, is if you accepted his Chayvus in the first place, his Chayvus Midas. But if the Torah imposed the Chiyuv on you, so you with your Das, and the Torah didn't impose the Shiv Nachasim, hold Milvak Sabbat of Lavkik Suv Bishtar Dam, so then you, Tosafot seems to hold not like them to Yosef. You cannot write a Ishtar to create the Shiva Nachasim, because you didn't create the Shiva Naguf. The Torah imposed it. You can't add on to that. So he said, it would appear from Tosis that they don't agree with the Nebuchadnezzar. You cannot take any Chiv in the world and elevate it to the level of a Milvah Bishtar. So once he said, it would appear that Tosis there, at Baba Kama Daf Ches Amanal, doesn't agree with the Nebuchadnezzar. And then he said, maybe that's the Pshat in the Rambam here also. He cost means even if you write a shtar, it won't elevate it to the level of Milvah Bishtar, because it's Dvar Hanikten Bamira. If the Hischairus is called the Dvar Malon and no Kinyan was needed, so then the only time you can create a Shib Nachasim is if you needed a Kinyan to create the Shibir Aguf, then you can create Shib Nachasim. But if you never needed a Kinyan to create the Shibir Aguf, then maybe you can't create a Shib Nachasim. Chidush. Then the Gemara discusses how do you know there's such a thing as Kiddushi Bia? Was it either from one pasuk or from the other pasuk? Okay. Here, what's Bula's Baal is in Dvarim. Bula's Baal. In Bereshis you have Hashem, Esha, Shrishkin. No, how does it say? He Bula's Baal. By Paro, by Abimelech, Melech, Shrishkin. Which one? So there, he Bula's Baal. So the Gemara says, Bula's Baal Yeshlahem. By Yisraelim, if the boy and the girl are both Jewish, then there are three ways of making Kedushin, either Kesem, Shtar, Bin. By Nochrim, the Rambam quotes, and Rambam quotes all the Dinim by Ben Enoch and Hilchas Malachim. So he quotes this Gemara in Sanhedrin around Daf Nun Ches, is the whole sugya of Ben Enoch, Daf Nun Ches. So the Gemara says there that Ben Enoch only have Kedushin, Bin. They don't have. Yeah, but here they're not quoting from Be'ulah's Baal from Bereshis. You're quoting from Dvarim, chapter Chav Beis. That's by Yisraelim. So it's not Bulos Baal, only Kiddushi Biyam. No, you have Kiddushi Shtar, you have Kiddushi Kesef. So they made a different Roshah. Bulos Baal, Lamish, and Nasan, Labal, they Biyam. That Kiddushi Biyam is Kaid. The other one says, no, Kikachishu Biyola. So the Gemara says, either one Pasuk or the other. But bottom line, there is such a thing as Kiddushi Biyam. Then the Gemara says, one might have mistakenly thought, Kikachishisha Ubiyola, that you need Kikachishisha Kicha Kicha Mistayef, and you need Kiddushi Kesef. He gave a ring, Ubali, and he kesef plus bia. Kesef alone, or bia alone, doesn't make kiddush. One might have mistakenly read the pasuk to imply you need kesef plus bia. So Gemara says, Amru Rabbanan Kameda Abaye. What are Abaye asked the kasha? Abaye asked, how can it be? One of the Amorim asked him, Cain, how is that possible? How can you entertain such a mistake and have a mina? If you would only have the pasuk, kicha, chishisha, ubi, all you're going to say, kicha, kicha means kicha, de kesef. Uba'ala means kiddushi bia. So the kiddushim is only chal if you have kesef and bia, but there's a chilik in the chumash, an eshes ish zinza sometimes gets skila, and sometimes gets chenik, sometimes gets reifa. Baskoin shezinza gets reifa. Okay. But leaving out the Baskoin story, a normal girl who's married either gets skila or sreifa, depending. If she's an ira hamurasa or besula, then she gets a skila. If she's an Esua, then she gets Chenik. Or even if she's an Ara Hamarasa, but she's not a Psula. She's a Ba'ula, so then you need a whole bunch of conditions. You need Naira below Bogeris. You need Murasa below Nisuin. You need Besula below Ba'ula. So if you're telling me that Kedushin are not Chal unless you have Kesef plus Bia, so you never have a possibility of an Ara Hamarasa. Mar says, unless you do, Kedushin Agde Shtar. If you did Kedushin Shtar, then she'll be an Ara Hamarasa, she'll be a Psula, she won't be a Ba'ula. Fine. The Gemara said, well, maybe you really need Kesef and Bia to make all Kiddushin, but maybe she's still called a Psula because the husband was Bo'aleha Shaloi Kedarko. And there's a Machlekes Hatanoim, if Bo'aleha Sorab Anoshim Adain Hi Psula, the girl is a Nara Hamarasa Psula, and 10 people are Mazana with her. So the first time, the Chacham Hod Kulam Miskila, she's a psula the whole time, so they all get skila. And Rabbi disagrees. Rabbi Yomar, I'm skila kula mechanic. Why? She's a psula biologically. She's a psula because they were bo'aleh or shaloi kedarka. But al pidin, she's a bula already. So that's why Rabbi is of the opinion that meisis hashashachavim alavado. Only the first one who was bo'aleh, the second, the last nine who are bo'aleh. True, she still has psulim. It was not Hashar Psulim because he did the Bir Shaloi Kedarka, but the last nine would not be Chayv Skila, the last nine would be Chayv Chenik. So the Gemara says that's not correct. That Machlok is Rebbe in the Tanakhama, Rebbe in the Chachamim is only if someone else is Baaleh Shaloi Kedarka. But if the husband is Baaleh Shaloi Kedarka, where's the Gemara? The Gemara says it's not correct. If the husband is Baaleh Shaloi Kedarka, where's that line? Four lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, even if you hold like that opinion that all ten are chayiv skila, that's only because none of the ten are her husband. But if someone is mekadosh the isha bekesef ubibia, according to the mistake and have a meaning that in order to kikach ishisha ubiola, in order to make kiddushin you need kesef plus bia. And that's the husband is doing the bia to create the kedushin. So the baal is also a bula shaloi kedarka. So the last nine who will be mezana with her would not be chayev skila. There wouldn't be a machlekes rabbi and a chacham. That's how the Gemara says. Then the Gemara says on the top line, Murder Rebbe Lin Kras, the kula mishalmi. Even though Rebbe says, Arisha miskila kula mechanek. Rebbe says they all get Harisha Meskila Kula Mechenek. Yeah, that's only when you get to Skila versus Chenek. Nara Besula Meurasa is Skila. The last nine will only be Chayv Chenek. But when you get to Knas, even Rebbe would be Kula Mishami. All ten, if they're Ma'anis and Mefata, her, then if Anis and Mefata is only if she's a Besula. So then Rebbe will agree. Rebbe's din is only Ashashachav Mesi, Shashachavim or Levadoi. The Pasuk says Levadoi, So whoever is mezana with the eishes ish after the first one, they're not chayiv skila. They'll only be chayiv chenik. But as far as knas is concerned, Rabbi will also agree that they'll all be chayiv to pay the knas. Okay, it's all based on pesukim. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says on the last daf in the last Mishnah, commenting on the last Mishnah in Saito, that different Tanaim were known for different things. So the Gemara has a comment there, Mishnah Meis Rebbe Botla Anova. Rebbe was such a living example of humility. So after Rebbe Yehuda Anasi died, that was the end of a whole period of Anova. That no one else is going to be so humble. Rebbe Yosef Engel has a, and it's, I wrote a whole encyclopedia of Chidush Torah. It's called Beis Oitzer. He only printed the first volume as Aleph, and the second volume is half a base, and the rest was, he had a manuscript, and it was probably destroyed in the war. They looked right after the war, and they couldn't find it. So they assume all the manuscripts were destroyed. So he has, under the letter Aleph, Rabbi Omer, Omer Ani, the expression only appears by Rabbi Lanos, Rabbi Omer, Omer Ani, there used to be a Rabbi here in Yeshiva, he used to give the Shem in Ivrit. He used to say, Rashi says in Tosfos says, Vani Omer. He'd always have to, Vani Omer. So he was known, he wasn't arrogant, but he wasn't known for his humility. He says, there are only two good shurim here in Yeshiva, Rav Soloveitchik and me. He wasn't going to say only me. So he said, he gave Rav Soloveitchik and my shurim. That's the only two shurim that are of value in the Yeshiva. So if Rebbe is known for his humility, so Rebbe is the only one who says, Omer Ani. How can that be? So Rabbi Yosef Engel says it depends what tone of voice you say, Omer Ani. There's some, it was Yadua, the Rabban Kotel always used to say, Lefi Ani is Daiti. Whenever he gave a shir, he would say, Kasha name, so Lefi Ani is Daiti, he thinks that's the terrorist. So even to the extent that when they were running away from the Nazis, they're trying to figure out where they should run, so they were making fun. So they said, what does Rabban say, Lefi Ani is Daiti? Because he always used to start off, Lefi Ani is Daiti. So that's what it means over here. Rabbi Omer, Omer Ani, whenever they asked the Mashal, instead of saying, Chayef, Potter, Osa, Mute, he said, I think the din is like this. That's out of humility, he said. I think the din is like, Omer Ani, Lefini is Daiti, I think that's the din. It depends what tone of voice he's saying it. Yeah. But that's an expression that appears many times in the Gemara. Rabbi Omer, Omer Ani. Yeah. The Gemara has a machlokes here, the fifth line from the top of Yudah and Aleph. Umesu gam shnehem. It says, if a man is mezana with an eshes isha, they both get the death penalty, unless he was ma'anasar. If ki basade mitzvah tzaka anayra ve'ema shiolo, if he attacked her, the pasuk sounds like it depends whether it's be'ira basade. If it's be'ira and she didn't scream, so then we assume she was mezana beratzen, and we give them both the death penalty. If it's basada, we assume that she was attacked. And Baruch Hu says that even though that's a simple mashmos of the pasuk, the din is not correct, and we interpret the pasukim differently. Basada, you have to have hasra, you have to have atzman lemisa. So what do you mean basada? You assume that he was ma'anasar, but here you assume he was not ma'anasar. You have no right to assume anything. You have to have hasra tech de dibur of the avera. And you have to have Yatar Atzma Lamisa. So the Pasuk says, under normal circumstances, both the Eishes Isha Zinsa with the man with whom she was on, Mesa Gam Shneim. So what's the significance of that expression? So the first Tana, Machlekes Rabbi Yoshi Rabbi Yenison, they often have Machlekes. So the first Tana Rabbi Yoshi says, Achiu Shneim Shovim Keechot. Rabbi Yenison says it's not true. There is no such din. So what did Rabbi Yoshia mean when he said Achiu Shneim Shovim Keechot? So it's a machlokes here, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. So Rashi says Achiu Shneim Shovim, they both have to be bar mitzvah. There's a Mishnah in Nida that says that a girl younger than 3 years old is en biosabia, and a boy younger than Tesh Shani Mechel is en biosabia. But let's say the boy is 10 years old, biosabia, and he's mezana with an Eishes Ish who's a gedolah who is bas mitzvah. So she'll get the death penalty and he won't. He's a cotton. Cotton's a laparanshin. Or the reverse, let's say the girl, the father, crazy father, married off his daughter. She's only 2 years old. So it's a stupid thing. You're not supposed to marry off your daughter at such a young age. who says it's going to be a happy marriage? You should marry off a child unless they say it, unless they agree that they want to get married to this person. But the father married the daughter off at the age of 2, so she's an ish ish. And then someone passed by mitzvah is ma'anis the girl. I'm a sugar. What kind of hanoah can he have sleeping with a girl who's only 2 years old? So the Gemara says, Ebi also be. What if she's already 3 years old? The father married her off when she was 2. Now she's 3 years old, so then be also be her. But she's a ktana, she's a labasonch, and she won't be punished. But the one who is mezana with her will be punished. So it's a beferish in Mishnah. The katna habo ala gdoilo. The katan doesn't get the anish, the gdoilo does. And the ktana shenivalo al idei godl. So the godl lets the anish. So Rashi learns that Mishnah is the law of Rabbi Yoshi. Rabbi Yoshi says, Jewish name Shavim, Keechod, they both have to be bar mitzvah. Mesa gam shneim. If one of them is not chai misa because he's a katan or a ktana, even though biosabia, even though she's the girl is over 3 and the boy is over 9, but they're not a baronshin, so the other one won't be a baronshin. So according to Rashi, Rabbi Yoshi is contradicting the Mishnah in Nida. We're not going to pass like Rabbi Yoshi. Rabbi Natam doesn't want to say like that. The Gemara should have said somewhere that Rabbi Yoshi disagrees with the Mishnah. It sounds like everybody agrees to the Mishnah. Rabbi Natam has a whole different interpretation. So what does he say? So he says the din is that a naira hamarosa only gets skila, an eishes ish gets basically chenek, unless she's a naira hamarosa, then she gets skila. How many conditions do you need that she should be skila? So you need naira below bogeris, it should be arusa below nusua, and she should be a vesula below baula. So do you say naira below bogeris? If she's a bogeris, arusa, vesula, then there's no skila, it's going to be chenek. Okay. What you say, Nara velok tana also? So that's a machlokes hatanoim. That's a machlokes hatanoim when you get to Oinus and Mefata. Oinus and Mefata also. Oinus and Mefata is only Nara besula, not married. She's married. And Oinus and Mefata is Davkin, she's not married. If she's married, it'll become Lebi the Rabbinic. So there won't be any money for Oinus and Mefata, because the guy will be Chayv Misa. And even if there was no Hasra, that's Tana de Bechizkia. That you still say come lebi derabbanan. If there would have been hasra, he would have gotten misa. So even if it would have been meshegig, or even if it's been mezid b'li hasra, and still you say come lebi derabbanan. That's tana d'bechizkin. So the chumash has the din of avonis and mefata only applies if the girl is a naira bisula, asher lo orasa. She's not married. She's a single girl. So you say naira bisula. What if she's a bogeris? So the whole din of avonis and mefata does not. What if she's a ktana? So that's a machleg, so Meir na chacham. So Meir says, Nara velo bogeris, Nara velo ktana. Only during those 6 month period between Gadlus and Bagrus is it possible to have the din of Oinus and Mefata. And the chachamim disagree with Remeir. They say no, that the Chumash often spells Nara Nunayin Reish. So you can say there are two ways to spell, biblical Hebrew, there are two ways to spell Nara, Nunayin Reish, eh? Nunayin Reish. So a naira, nunayin reish, means an incomplete naira. Who's an incomplete naira? Ktana. She's on her way to become a naira, but she's not yet. So since the parsha has naira, nunayin reish, by oinus and mefate, so that's the alfusa, that's how the Gemara says, not a baltur. That's the Gemara ksubis. That's the mokar, why the chachamim disagree with Reb Meir, and they say that a ktana also has a din of oinus and mefate. Because the naira chasehe. And Reb Meir says no, he doesn't darshan that the kriya ksiv over there, naira. He holds just like naira velo bogeris, a naira velo ktana also. So the same thing when the din is that a naira hamarasa gets skila and a nesua gets chenek. What if she's naira velo bogeris and she's a bogeris all the tanai magri, she gets chenek, even though she's only arusa, there's no skila. What if she, do you darshan naira velo ktana? Reb Meir says you darshan naira velo ktana. So the bo aleho will not be chayiv skila. We don't pass like that. We pass in nara lo bogeris, but you don't darshan nara lo ktana. A boal ktana, she's ptura, she's a ktana, but he'll be chayiv skila. We don't pass in nara lo ktana. We only pass in nara lo bogeris. So the Gemara has a suffix within Reb Meir. The Gemara Ksubis has a suffix within Reb Meir that Yidarshan Nara velo Kitano, that Abo ala Ktana Arusa, that the girl's a Ktana, so she's not Chayiv any Onish. So according to Reb Meir, the boy will not be Chayiv Skilo. Will he be Chayiv Chenek? or should I say no? So Tesis says that's the machlokes hatanaim over here. So the first Tana, there is no such thing, but Rashi said. The Rabbein and Tam denies there is no such thing. If one is a ketana, if then they both have to be gdolim. If one of them is not a bar chiyuve, the other one is not going to get an einish misa. Rabbein and Tam said that's against the Mishnah in the end of Nida. Nobody holds like that. They can't be that. That's Rab Yoshia. The Gemara would have said Rab Yoshia this, Rab Yoshia disagrees with the Mishnah. There is no such thing. But it's a machlokes Rab Yoshia and Rab Yonason is within Rab Meir. That if the girl is a ketana murasa, so the pasuk is memayit that there's no skila. So would you give him chenek or do you say no? So the first tana says a Jewish name shavim beosa misa, they should get the same punishment. So since if she would have been older, she's a ketana, so she doesn't get any yonish at all. She would have been, if she would have not been a ketana, so she would have been chayiv skila. And then he's nismayit from skila, so he's going to get chenek, and she theoretically has skila. It has to be shneim shavim b'osa misa. So funny. What do you mean? She's a ketana. It's not onish at all. So he's saying if she would have been older, what should it, what would have been? What do you mean? What would have been? She would have been older. She would have been a naira. So they would have both been chayiv skila. So funny, Rabbein Tam. Rabbein Tam learns that this is the machlokes of Yosha Rabbi Yonason within Rab Meir, whom we don't paskin like, that Abual Naira Hamaros is Biskil only Naira Velo Bogeres and Naira Velo Ktano, and Naira Velo Bogeres, it's going to be Chenek. What about Naira Velo Ktano? Is it also Chenek? Or do you say there's no Oinish at all? So that's the Machloikis Satan. Okay, but we don't paskin like Rab Meir. So all Machloikis is irrelevant according to Rab Meir Natan. Ingemar has a new Shiloh, okay. So you get to the two dots. Shema min atarati. Fine. Then the Gemara starts. Iboilahu. Tchilas biyakayna. Oso biyakayna. Yeah. So Tosis quotes from Gemaris and other Masechtos and Yevamos that there was a concept of Tchilas being a concept of the Gemar biya. Yeah. Tchilas biya is called Ha'ara. It's Mekora He'era. Ha'ara means Tchilas biya. And then Gemar biya is a later stage in biya. So what's considered Tchilas Bia? Let's say when they start taking off their clothes, that's called Tchilas Bia. No, that's a Hachana. What's called Tchilas Bia? So there's a Machlokes in the Gemara where the Neshikas Eiver, the Eiver HaZachris touches the outside of the Eiver HaNakfus before you machnas anything, but he say no, you need Hachnasa Satorah. If you hold Hachnasa Satorah, so what's Gemar Bia? So Gemar Bia means Bia Samirik, when he's Moitzi Zera, into the goof of Hisham. So the Gemara says in Yavamis, in Perik HaBoyavim, that's how the Perik begins. When the Yavam is doing Yibum, we don't practice Yibum as Manazah. We don't allow Yibum. In a rare case, in rare cases, we would allow Yibum. One, let's say the Yavam is missing a leg. He's has both legs are empty. He can't do Chalitza. So you tell the girl she has to remain an Aguna for the rest of her life. So in such a case, if they both agree, we would allow them to do Yibum, and then the Achronim say like that, and then you have to give a get. Then you give a get. So in such a rare case, you would do that. So how much of a Bia do you have to do in order that it should be considered Yibum? So the Mishnah says, Abal Yimimta, Bem Shegik, Bem Mezet, Tchilas Bia is also good enough. So that's what the Gemara has this machlokes. What's the definition of Tchilas Bia? Do you need Hachnasa Satorah? They say no. Hachnasa Satorah is already Gmar Bia. Just Nishika Sevim, when the Eva HaZakris is touching on the outside, the Eva HaNakvas, that's already called Tchilas Bia. So that's a machloikus in the Gemara. Fine. If you hold that you need Hachnasa Satorah, so Nishika Sevim, when the Eva HaZakris is just touching on the outside, that's called a Hachana, that's called a Hakdome to the Bia. But that's not called the Bia. So the Gemara says there, that for all intents and purposes, whenever there's a din of bia, let's say chayv ilavin to get malchus, chayv krisis, that yechayv, if a person is bal chayv krisis b'shogeg, has to bring a chatos, chayv misis. Let's say nivela l'pasla psal. A woman is nivelas to a goy, so she's not allowed to marry a kohen. A woman is nivelas to a mamzer, to a cholol, to a nasin. So she's nivela l'pasla. She's not allowed to marry a kohen after that. She's considered in zayna. So the Gemara says, for all intents and purposes, tchilas bia is nisrabe. That's the pasuk is mechkora ha'era. Ha'era means tchilas bia. Tchilas bia in kol ha'tarkula is dina kibia. All of a sudden, the Gemara here has a funny sofi gibaylu. Tchilas bia kainu so bia kainu nafkamina kagon. Shehera ba'era means he did tchilas bia. Ha'era is mechkora ha'era means he did tchilas bia. In the middle of pashtiyotu, he kibla kiddushim me'acher. So if you say Tchilas Bia was kind of, she's already an Eishes Ish. If you say Gemar Bia is kind of, so she didn't do the Gemar Bia yet, so she's still single, so she agrees to marry the other one, second Kedushin is Chal. Ah, rare case. In the middle of the Maisa Bia, I mean Tchilas Bia is so Bia, she's Mekabla Kedushin. Inami, the Kohen Gadol, what's this? Is a more normal case. Okay, this is possible. A Kohen Gadol, let's say a fellow is a Kohen Hedyot. And then he marries a girl who's an almana. He marries a girl who was previously married. Well, let's say she was mezana with a single. She had an affair when she was single. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. Whether pana habal apnui asor zayna, lo asor zayna. So we pass on lo asor zayna. Pana habal apnui is permitted to marry a kohen. Lo asor zayna. Let's say if she's mufkeres, she goes to college, and every week she sleeps with a different boy. So if she sleeps once with a nochri, Nivalala Akm, Nivalala Pasala Psala, that she's a Zayin Asur Lekayim. What if she's very careful? All of her boyfriends are Jewish, but every week she sleeps with someone else. And one time it says that's a Zayin Kipshuta, she's Mamish a prostitute. Every week she sleeps with someone else. So that's a Machalikis Hatanaim. That's a question in Shulchan Aruch how we passed him. Pana Habal Apnuya, Loya saw Zayinah, that we have that Girs in the Gemara, that we passed. We don't pass like that. Tana Rablaza, the Tana Rablaza holds. But Abam Pnuya Asa Zayna, we don't pass like that. So the Shaila is that since she has one boyfriend, she's very medactic. She always goes with the same boyfriend. One year she had one boyfriend, one year she had a different boyfriend, but for a long period of time. But what if she switches every week with another boyfriend? Mizana Masaman also, that's a machlokes hatanaim. There are Rishayim, the Beis Shmuel thinks that you should be machmer on that. That it should be Zayna Kipshuta. And the Mechaber passing like the Rambam, even so, she's still Muteris Lakuna. Yeah. So that's about the plain coin.
How many make it many? One? How many make it many?
If it's Kavua with one boyfriend the whole term, a couple of months, and then next term is a Panim Chadoshis. Next term she has different friends in school. Every term she has a different boyfriend. So she picks the best one in the class. So then if it's for a long period of time, so then she's not mufkeres and mizomenes liznus. She has one boyfriend at a time. Shlomo Kluge has a tshuva about this. Yeah, this is Nogei Lalacha, because the Beishmo recommends that even though Mechaber says she's muteres lakuna, Mechaber says she's only asura, Mechaber quotes the Ram, she's only asura lakuna if she's nivolo la'akum, la'cholo, la'mamza, la'nasin, one of the nivolo la'pasolo. But if she's mezan as much as she wants all the Jewish boys, so then the Mechaber passes like the Rambam, she's materis l'kain, it's not called the Zayin. Then the Beis Shmuel thinks we shouldn't pass like that. She'll even pass on Parah Habol Apnuya. She'll lo l'shem Mishas lo yasa Zayinah. But if every week she sleeps with someone else, then he thinks we should be choshish for the other Rishayim against the Rambam that she is a Zayinah. That's a Shailin did. So let's say the guy, a Kohen, married a girl. She was an Amana. She was married to someone else before. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Amana. Kohen Hedyot is allowed to marry an Amana. He marries an Amana. Or he marries a girl who was Mizana with someone when she was single. And now he marries her. So we don't pass him like that, Tana. We don't pass him like that. That's our Girs in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Leis l'chosh l'hod d'rablaz. We don't pass him like that. But then they want to appoint him as a Kohen Gadol. So can they appoint a Kohen Gadol? So that's a Mishnah, that's okay. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed, if the Kohen Gadol is looking for a Shidduch now, after he's already appointed Kohen Gadol, then he's not allowed to marry a Be'ula, Kimsula Miyamav Yikachisha. He can't marry an Alman, he can't marry a Be'ula. But if at the time that he got married it was Be'etar, he was a Kohen Hedyot, he wasn't yet a Kohen Gadol. He married a girl who's a Be'ula, he married a girl who's an Alman, that was Mutta. According to the Din, that was Mutta. And then later on they decide to appoint him as a Kohen Gadol. So that's not a problem. She's already whole. She's She's already muteris mitchilas aisha. So the Gemara has a shaila. Nami, the kain gadol the kalkana b'sula b'bia. Kain gadol wants to marry a girl now, and it's going to be mekadosh b'bia. So we say we don't allow you to be mekadosh b'bia. Rav mangan aman the mekadosh b'bia. So they're talking before the days of Rav, before they made that prohibition. Also lekadosh b'bia. We have the minig with dafke mekadosh b'kesef. So the Gemara is talking before all of that. Inami lekangoro the kokoni b'sula b'bia wants to marry a girl now b'kedusha b'bia. My, what's the din? See if he says tchilas b'bia koine. So at the time of tchilas b'bia she's still a b'sula. But if he say nigmar b'bia is koine, so at the time that is koine she's already a ba'ula. So the kangoro is not allowed to be mekadosh b'bia because it'll be a violation of being mekadosh b'ula. So what's the did? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion. So that's what Tosi has to steer, but the Gemara Nirvama says Fakir. Okay. So we'll learn that tomorrow. We got to start from this. And this Gemara from this Tosi.
Yeah.